On February 27, 1974, Victor Edwards got off a bus to rescue four boys floundering in freezing water.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
That afternoon, Luther Tillman, aged 9, was walking on the frozen lagoon in Chicago's Sherman Park. About 30 feet from the bank, the ice thinned to 1 inch, and Tillman fell through. Leon Walker, one of several teenagers nearby, ran over, but as he knelt to help Tillman, the ice crumbled under him, and he also fell in. The same thing happened to John Hamilton, and then Walker's younger brother, John. The four boys clung desperately to the inside edges of a widening hole. Edwards was riding on a bus past the lagoon and noticed the boys struggling. The 17-year-old furniture mover had the bus stop. He got off, ran back to the lagoon, and crawled toward them. The ice collapsed under Edwards, but he managed to scramble out. Then, working from a firmer spot, Edwards laboriously hauled out Hamilton and both Walker brothers. He returned for Tillman, who by then had submerged. As Edwards probed frantically for him, the ice crumbled again. Onlookers pulled him out. Tillman was drowned, but thanks to Edwards, the other three survived.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.